Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hey folks, it's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 168. It is the final Big Scary News of 2019. We want to thank each and every one of our listeners out there for joining us over the past few years. We've had a blast. We hope to continue it on very strongly into 2020. But we're going to start off Big Scary News episode 168 with some news from the Haunted Hills Farm Trail and Hayride in Jasper, Georgia. Speaking of 2020, we are very excited to announce our new haunted attraction for 2020, Clown Carnage. Try to survive this haunted 3D maze full of clowns, but this time you get the last laugh. Armed with your own laser gun, just shoot the targets located on their chest to stop them dead. This is a high-energy, scary, and fun add-on attraction that will be offered as a combo ticket. The Daredevil package, the best value, includes all three attractions, or it can be purchased by itself if you choose. Don't worry, we'll still have our Survivor ticket option available for just the trail and hayride, which are also getting revamped for 2020. Get ready for a whole new experience next year. We can't wait. Get more information as it becomes available at facebook.com/Haunted Hills Farm Trail and Hayride. Hey, if you get to shoot clowns, I'm in. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. Days of the Dead is proud to present the all-new FX Makeup Challenge, a battle royale designed to test the creativity, skill, and quick thinking of four talented up-and-coming makeup and FX artists. Happening Saturday, February 8th at Days of the Dead Atlanta. Each contestant will be given a mystery kit full of tools and ingredients ranging from things you'd find in a studio to common items you'd find in your home. They'll be given an hour to use what they have to create their best makeup on a live subject, in real time, in front of you, the audience. At the end of the competition, only one will emerge as the winner, earning a special grand prize and bragging rights among their peers. It's a showdown you don't want to miss. And admission is free with your Days of the Dead ticket. It must be for Saturday, weekend, or VIP, though. Tickets and hotel rooms for Days of the Dead are going fast. Get more information at daysofthedead.com. We have a little film news, this time on the film Bug, coming to Blu-ray. I believe this is from ShoutFactory.com. We're bringing the creepy crawlers out this winter with 1975's Bug, coming to Blu-ray for the first time on March 10th. Legendary horror writer, producer, and director William Castle presents a creeping, crawling nightmare that will have you screaming and squirming with fright. A massive earth tremor opens a crevasse in the California desert, releasing a plague of bizarre, fiery, foot-long cockroaches. With their numbers multiplying and the death toll mounting, obsessive entomologist James Parmiter, desperately seeks a way to eliminate the seemingly indestructible critters before they spread clear across the country and beyond. Joanna Miles and Patty McCormick are among the terrorized cast in this suspenseful scream fest. Extras will be announced on a later date, but you can pre-order now at ShoutFactory.com. We have a little more film news, this time from the film Munster Go Home, coming to Blu-ray via BloodyDisgusting.com. Released shortly after The Munsters aired its final episode, the 1966 feature film Munster Go Home brought the beloved family back to the screen in vibrant Technicolor, and you'll finally be able to watch it on Blu-ray early next year thanks to Scream Factory. The film is coming to Blu-ray for the first time in the U.S. on March 31st. Original cast members from The Munsters, Fred Gwynn, Yvonne DiCarlo, Al Lewis, and Butch Patrick, are reunited in this hilarious movie as you've never seen them before, and in spooky color. Herman inherits a mansion in England and moves the family into an estate full of ghosts and other surprises. Also starring Terry Thomas, Hermione Gingold, Richard Dawson, Bernard Fox, and horror film legend John Carradine, and directed by TV veteran Earl Bellamy, who directed episodes of the original series, Munster Go Home is a spookily splendid return for the first family of fright. Extras to be announced at a later date. We have this news from the Dread Hollow Haunted Attraction in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Celebrate the new year with a night of terror. Two haunted houses and five escape rooms on December 28th and January 4th, only at Dread Hollow Special Edition New Year's Nightmare. Deliverance Extreme Escape Rooms are a separately ticketed experience and can only be purchased on site only. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Dread Hollow Chattanooga. We have this news from HorrorNews.net. HorrorNews.net has provided the horror community with literally thousands of film reviews over the last decade. While we continue to provide film reviews on new and older titles, we are in need of writers who don't mind taking on the huge inventory of titles we have in the queue. It's real easy to miss the great number of films that come out from this market, since many fall under the radar. If you haven't made the assumption yet, this is for horror titles and some science fiction. We're opening up this opportunity to interested writers and film watchers per private Dropbox access. Want glory? Well, look at it this way. While mainstream titles are reviewed and posted in droves, many smaller run films and independent released films are ignored. This presents an opportunity for you to be the online resource for these particular titles, most likely ranking in the top 1 to 5 for many years. If you don't mind downloading a private folder digital copy to review and write about, then drop us a line at positions@horrornews.net. We request that you forward an example of your writing skills, as despite the films, we still need writing standards to be up to par. This really is the first step so that readers receive the same quality and insight provided in the past. This is for site contribution only, and it's unpaid, but you'll be helping the genre with your reviews and time spent watching them, so everybody wins. Once again, email positions@horrornews.net to send them your info. We have this news from Terror Manor in Roanoke, Virginia. Terror Manor is recruiting for our Valentine's Haunted House in February. The dates are February 7th, 8th, 14th, and 15th. Do you enjoy haunted attractions? Do you love to scare people? Have you ever wanted to be part of a haunted house attraction but never knew how? Would you like to be part of the only ADA-compliant haunt in the Roanoke Valley with 40 rooms of terror? Here's your chance. Terror Manor is currently looking for volunteers to fill open actor, makeup artist, security staff, and general support staff openings. The only requirement is you must be 18 years old and wanting to be part of an awesome family. No prior experience is required. We will provide all necessary training. Of course, if you have experience, we'll definitely take it. To become a part of our haunt family, contact us through our Facebook page and we'll get back with you soon. We'll be looking forward to meeting with you and welcoming you into our family. Check us out at facebook.com/TerrorManorVA or TerrorManor.com. We have this news from the Lookout House in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Bring the one you love as we share love stories from beyond the grave. Join the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange and celebrate Valentine's Day as only paranormal investigations can. The evening begins at 7 p.m. in the historic Lookout House. Enjoy history of the house, a historic tour of the house and grounds, while enjoying Victorian holiday sweets, mulled cider, and hot chocolate. Then from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., investigate the Jenny Wade House, the sixth most haunted house in the country, for an investigation and Valentine's spirit. It's only $40 per investigation, and limited tickets will be sold. Every lady will receive a chocolate treat, for they say love supersedes all. Love is in the air, and for tickets and more information, call 717-521-7465 or facebook.com/hauntedvictorian. Great date night. We have this news from the Bennett's Curse Haunted House in Baltimore, Maryland, presenting the Bennett's Curse Valentine Fear Experience. This year, the legendary Bennett's Curse Haunted House will open its doors for a special event where, in addition to our full cast of chilling characters, you'll come face-to-face with the Matchmaker, the malevolent spirit successor to Cupid, along with introducing for this special Valentine's event several other never-before-seen creatures inhabiting the dark halls and passageways of Bennett's Curse, one of America's best and scariest haunted house attractions. Haunted houses are not just for the fall anymore. Try something different this year with your family and friends or with your special sweetheart and experience your best date night ever at Bennett's Curse Ultimate Valentine's Experience. Oh, and one last thing, the Matchmaker has hidden the rotting corpse of Cupid somewhere inside Bennett's Curse Haunted House. See if you can find him, and you can win a special Bennett's Curse prize. It's happening February 14th. Get more information at facebook.com/Bennett's Curse. We have a little music news from the Inkcarceration Festival at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. Ohio's rock event of the summer is back, Inkcarceration Festival 2020, featuring Limp Bizkit, Weezer, Blink 182, Papa Roach, Hailstorm, Mastodon, Under Oath, Hollywood Undead, and many more. Weekend field, VIP, hotel packages, and camping are all on sale now. Happening July 10th through the 12th at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield. Featuring over 40 bands, 60 tattoo artists, reformatory tours, the haunted house will be open, gourmet food and drinks, and more. Tickets available now at inkcarceration.frontgatetickets.com. We have this news from the Oddity and Curiosities Expo Tour 2020. We are incredibly excited to announce the 2020 events. The pages are up for the first six dates on Facebook. All dates and applications available are on our website at oddities and curiosities.expo. Thank you for all the ongoing support. We're looking forward to an amazing 2020, returning to some of our favorite cities and adding more to the list. Take a moment to share with your friends and help us spread the word. Get more information at oddities and curiosities expo.com. We have this news from the Colorado Festival of Horror coming to Denver. The Colorado Festival of Horror is happening September 11th through the 13th at the Embassy Suites by Hilton, Denver Stapleton, 4444 North Havana Street in Denver. The Crypt is opening for vendor and artist applications at cofohorror.com. That's cofohorror.com/vendor-artist. This inaugural horror event is inviting interested vendors and artists to submit applications to tables at the Colorado Festival of Horror for 2020. The Colorado Festival of Horror will house a menagerie of guests and artists, have panels and workshops to behold, activities to bewitch, after hours to besiege, with exclusives and special ticket items to conjure. The application process will be adjudicated due to the intimacy of the spooky event. Towards the end of January, we will notify the lucky brood of their acceptance. Birds of a feather can become a murder of crows together. We cannot wait to see your happy, gruesome faces. For more information about the Colorado Festival of Horror, visit us at cofohorror.com or email them at info@cofohorror.com. And finally, we have this news from the Cult of the Great Pumpkin. There are a couple of announcements coming down the pipe regarding the Cult of the Great Pumpkin's plans for 2020, but we're only talking about one now, and the first announcement is that the cult now has its own Instagram at at Great Pumpkin Cult. So give us a follow, Instagram.com/Great Pumpkin Cult. More announcements will be coming soon here on The Big Scary News. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is the final Big Scary News for 2019. Thank you to all of you who have stood with us and stuck with us for all this year and all the previous years. You know, we're celebrating the 200th anniversary, or the 200th episode of the Big Scary Show. So it's always great to reiterate that on the Big Scary News. And you know, it is the end of the year, and we tend to look back and reflect on the year that was. But we're not going to do that, you know. We're going to look towards the future here, and one of the things that we are looking forward to is getting back on the road and traveling to all the great shows, the conventions, of course, the haunted houses, and everything that makes the Big Scary Show and the haunt industry such a cool thing. And one of the ones that we went to for the first time last year, we were a brand spanking new haunted house horror. All the spooky, cool stuff happening in where else but Raleigh, North Carolina, my old stomping grounds. The Carolina Fear Fest made its debut in 2019, and they're coming back for 2020. I've got Stephanie Fries on the line, one of the organizers, if not the organizer. Stephanie, are you with us?
I am, yes. Nice to talk to you, Drew.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to speak with us during this very busy time of year with family and friends and all that stuff. Let's talk about 2019. Tell us how the numbers were and all the fun. When we went there, we just saw lots and lots of people shopping, hanging out with celebrities, and having a good time.
2009, being our first year, we did a little guessing on what, you know, our expectations on numbers. And we came down a little bit lower than we certainly had the room for in that big giant building that we take over. So lots of room for us to grow, and that's the way we look at it. It was a huge success. So much positive feedback from our vendors and our celebrities and the attendees, and everybody really, really enjoyed it and loved the fact that we put one in Raleigh, where we don't have a huge horror presence, and we love the fact that it's in our backyards. And we did so well, so much positive feedback that we want to bring it back again. And with that large building, we have just so much room to keep expanding our programming and expanding our offerings. And we're trying to do that starting with this next.
That large building being the Jim Graham Building on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, conveniently located 5 minutes off I-40 and like 2 minutes off I-540. So if you're traveling, pop by if you're traveling Memorial Day weekend. But let's talk about Carolina Fear Fest 2020 going into your second year. You've already teased a couple of guest announcements. Naomi Grossman is one. She's been on our show many times. She is an absolute sweetheart. You will love having her and you've teased having a couple of other people coming to the show.
Yes. So by popular demand, we've had a lot of requests. We have Felissa Rose, who is a sleepaway camp, so a cult favorite in the horror industry.
Absolutely.
And she has got so many credits to her name. And actually, she's also been announced as a Terrifier 2. She's going to be part of the cast for that movie coming out soon.
Oh, nice.
So we're really excited about Felissa coming. She's gotten a great response from people. They're very excited we're bringing her on. And the other one we've announced would be Ari Lehman, who is the first Jason from the first movie, which is actually celebrating its 40th anniversary coming up this May.
That's true.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. We're doing a lot of Friday the 13th tie-ins with what we're doing because we're just really excited about that movie and its anniversary an anniversary.
Any possibility that his band First Jason will be making an appearance?
Yes, they are absolutely coming along for the ride, and we have plans to have them play for us. So we're really excited about that, too, because Ari is a fabulous musician, composer, and we're really excited that we're going to get to see the musical side as well as just celebrating the movie as well.
He's the best guitar player in the haunt industry, I will tell you that. he's a fun guest. Again, you will have so much fun with him. He's been on our show. And I understand you have some breaking news for us regarding a very special guest.
Yes. So we decided that just for our big scary show family, we would announce a little early just to you all. We have from Terrifier both Damien and David Howard Thornton as well. The two of them are coming in. They're going to be there all weekend for an appearance, doing autographs, in costume photo ops with the clown, in full makeup. We're talking to them about seeing if we can't also do a special screening of Terrifier. So we're very excited that those guys are going to be able to join us with Terrifier 2 that they're working on now. I'm hoping to corner Damien and get some details on the movie. You know, if he's ready to share them with everybody, I'm hoping he'll slip me some secrets at least.
Excellent. and with Felissa being a part of Terrifier 2 there, you know, you've got a photo op with at least two of the cast members, so that's awesome.
They did really well on their advance funding that they were trying to do for Terrifier 2, so it's looking like it's going to be a really fabulous follow-up.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that I really liked about your show, aside from the fact it was very roomy, and you said it was a big building, but you had really wide aisles and you had plenty of space for vendors. But in the back of the event, you had a hearse display, you had professional wrestling going on, you had one of the local haunts in North Carolina had brought out a little immersive experience trailer. It wasn't really an escape room, as it was more of an experience that you go through. Are those going to be coming back? Are you going to be expanding, maybe bringing in an escape room or bringing back the wrestling? I know a lot of people watch that. And the local hearse clubs, if you own a hearse and you want to come display it, will there be room again for that to go on?
Well, we're still hard at work planning and doing all the logistics, so we're trying to see what all we have room for. We're trying to not just carbon copy the same convention every single year, so you may find some things that we hold off and do every other year, something like the wrestling. Last year with the live championship wrestling group sponsoring in Tyler, Maine, we had that great tie-in, and it made sense to do both. But I don't want a big empty building, but I don't want to just do the same convention every year, so we're kind of working on that now. We will definitely have the stage and all the activities going on there. Likely we will have some hearses. I don't know if we'll be able to do at the same sheer numbers that we did this last time. Kind of depends on how everything lays out. Lake Hickory Haunts is definitely back on board for next year, and they are planning on bringing their 4D experience trailer again. And we are working to look and see if we can't get in escape rooms. The other thing we're working on is see if we can't set up it's going to be like an exhibition, sort of a traveling museum with movie props, mostly horror movie props, and just some, you know, a really great, fun little experience to walk through and get to see a lot of film-used items from some of your favorite films.
Oh, fun. I'll talk to you off the air. I know a couple of people who have some extensive collections that you might be interested in contacting.
Okay.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I know at the State Fair, they usually have lots of different things going on during the during any and all weekends out there, flea markets and other shows and things. Any flack or any controversy bringing a horror convention to a place like Raleigh on a weekend like that? Was anybody shocked or protesting that you brought all the scary stuff in, especially in May?
No, actually, we didn't have any negative feedback. And, you know, we did a lot of in-makeup filming for a few fun little videos that we did. And they were outside and at the hotel we were at and different things. And everybody was hugely positive about it. I know the one difficulty with everything going on at the State Fair were people finding the building that we were in. That was our visitors coming in. If they're not familiar with the fairgrounds, some of those folks had a little bit of trouble locating us. But we had a great time. And we, like I said, it was very positive. So we hope to continue it and keep growing it, because there's just such, we're such a large group. We really want to get together and have a little horror fun, you know?
Absolutely. And being in Charlotte, you know, why should Charlotte get all the conventions? You know, we've got a couple that come here every year, but, you know, Raleigh needs this. Raleigh's got some good haunts in the area. I can think of a couple. And a big horror contingency travels to Charlotte to see some shows. So why not put one, as you said, in your own backyard? And it's worked out for year one. Sounds like you had a great number of people and a lot of positive feedback. And I can't wait to see this grow and expand over the next few years because, you know, hey, who doesn't love a horror convention over Memorial Day weekend?
Well, you know, everybody says, but Memorial Day weekend, that's when everyone goes to the beach. Not us horror people. We don't want to be out among the masses at the beach. If we're going to be in a crowd, we want it to be a crowd of our own people.
We tend to avoid the sun. We don't want to be out in that horrible sun. Oh, God, you know, it'll ruin our pasty white skin and all that. You know, And like you said, the sand and the sand bugs and fleas and, you know, all the masses of, you know, keep me in. I'm going to travel to Raleigh and come to the Fear Fest, because that's just, that just sounds like a delightful, fun time.
Yeah, we are. But like I said, we're hard into the planning on it right now, trying to get a lot of things, you know, shifted and figured out. A lot of entertainment options that will be happening either on site, so after the show floor closes, doing movies or other events there at the fairgrounds, and some other things out and about in Raleigh. So it's really, we're trying to make it truly a whole weekend of fun. There's going to be no shortage of things for people to do throughout that whole 3-day weekend. And then we all get to travel home and rest on Monday before we have to go back to the grind.
And you just mentioned 3-day weekend. Last year it was 2, I believe. But you've expanded the Friday night things for, VIP people to get special incentives or what?
Yeah, so Friday night we're opening up to give our VIPs and our weekend pass holders, give them a chance to get a little advanced jump on the shopping. We'll have some special programming options that we put into place that'll just be for Friday night, just for those folks. And a lot of special things we're trying to wrap around our VIP crowd as well.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And again, it's a couple months down the road, well, 5. But maybe 6, depending on when you're listening to this. But it's never too early to make your plans. You know, maybe you get a little Christmas money this week, and you can say, hey, this will buy me a hotel room near the fairgrounds, and this will buy me a VIP weekend pass. This might buy me a few autographs. And, you know, it's never too early to start making plans. Have host hotels been announced, or have ticket sales begun, pre-sales and all that?
Ticket sales are available now. We haven't announced anything for host hotels. It's one of the things we like about being at the fairgrounds. There's no shortage of free parking, and people are really free to, you know, stay wherever they like, or whatever fits their budget. And it's a quick and easy travel into the event from a number of hotels. So we haven't really announced any partner hotels yet, but the tickets are live. Links available on our website for that. And then all of our other announcements. So anybody that's got, we've started accepting submissions for our film fest. This will be our second annual film festival. And then anyone interested in, say, being a volunteer and actually working at the event with us, that application will be going up as well soon.
How about vendors? I know you had a slew of them last year. I see a lot of the same ones. Saw some new ones that I'd not seen before. Is it too early for vendors to start applying for this?
Absolutely not. We have the vendor applications already open. A lot of our vendors from last year have already signed back up to return. And, you know, again, with that wonderful open space, event space in that venue, we have so much room. So we have lots of room to accommodate on the vendor side. So anybody out there that's interested in vending, absolutely get in contact with us. The application's live, and we're ready to start rolling there as well.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun weekend. Memorial Day, it's May 22nd through the 24th. The Jim Graham Building at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds, that's the one that butts up against Hillsborough Street. You're 5 minutes off of I-40, I-540, right there on the west side of Raleigh. So if you're traveling down 95 or 85 or 40, and you want to pop, if you're heading to the beach, if you're heading to the mountains, heading anywhere, and you want to pop in for a great horror fest over the weekend, where can they get more information with websites, social medias, where they can apply for vendorship, buy tickets, check out the guest list, the schedules, the classes, all that good stuff?
Well, most of our announcements go out first on social media, and we're on Facebook, which is Carolina Fear Fest, and we have an event page as well. So the Carolina Fear Fest Horror Convention has a Facebook event. And then we also on Instagram as well, Carolina Fear Fest. And all of our main information that also goes onto our website. That's where you can, rather than dig through all the posts, you can get a quick glimpse at all of the guests, schedule of activities when that pulls together, and that's CarolinaFearFest.com.
So basically, if you look up Google Carolina Fear Fest, you're going to find all the information you need.
Absolutely.
Well, Stephanie, I do want to thank you for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News. I do want to ask you one last question. Tell us about your haunted house that you own in Lillington, just south of Raleigh. Give yourself a free plug for that one.
Well, that would be our fall attraction, which is our Devil's Playground haunted attraction. We're one of the few interactive haunts, so you can choose to allow us to get a little hands-on, a little more in your face, get wet, bloody, dirty, separated from your group. It's a lot of fun. It takes that little protective bubble away, and people have a little more heightened experience, so a lot of fun with that. And we're actually expanding that coming up in the fall, and we're hoping to add some more events to that as well. So, you know, we're kind of growing horror in this area, Eastern and Central North Carolina. We're trying to grow the horror all over the place.
I'm never coming to it if it's going to be a grabby, touchy, get you wet and muddy kind of thing. But anyway, Stephanie Freeze, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News. CarolinaFearFest.com, May 22nd through the 24th, the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Go get yourself a hot dog and a Pepsi. Walk in, have yourself a great time at a great horror convention in the heart of Raleigh. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big Scary Show will be there. Hopefully you will. Once again, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.